Dear gods, no. It's the Knights of the Tabletop Podcast. It seems everybody and their hamster has a live play-style role-playing podcast nowadays, but this one is better than the rest. Because reasons. Anyway, sit down, shut up, and listen. Or the hamster gets what's coming to him.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Knights of the Tabletop. I'm your guide, Scormus.
Yay! Yay.
Nobody ever wants to cheer me. Anyway, so it's
all about Topper.
That's true. It is all about Topper. And potato.
What? Perfect response.
Anywho, let's introduce our group today. Well, let's start with Scarlet.
Oh, hi, that's me. I'm playing Potato the Corgi, the healer.
Yep.
Yay.
You are a shepherd.
That's it.
You'll be throwing the many spells.
You're sounding very Morty-like today.
Oh, jeez.
And how about Domina?
I am playing Free Dog and Herder and a Stray.
Cool, cool. Also, I forgot I need to get information from you guys.
Okay.
10.
Okay. Hi, I'm Sasha, and I approve this game.
Well, I appreciate that. How about Bjorn?
I'm playing Fallen. I'm an artisan. That means a spell slinger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Done. Okay. And finally, we have Bielis.
Hello. I am Popper. Popper is a great dane. Popper is a guardian. Popper is very strong.
The goodest boy.
Yes, yes.
I hear not so much.
No, no, not so much. I have a shepherd NPC that can attest to that. Anywho, before we get started, I need... From Mags, Fallen, and Potato, I need your passive wisdom, which would be 10 plus your wisdom bonus. So, Domina, if I get that from you.
11.
11. Fallen?
9.
That's right. And
13.
Yes, the highest in the group. Awesome.
Oh boy.
Okay, cool. That's useful for passive... notice that sort of thing. You know, if you're not actively looking for something, I can at least have that number to run with. Okay, so you guys last time did that run into the monarchies. You came across that inexplicable army of badgers gathering and were able to get the army from the monarchies to chase them off. And you've now gotten yourselves back together, reset. Macduff went off to do something else for today. I'm sorry, Duke, the Guardian. He is not joining us today. I need to update that on this page, by the way. Click properly, thank you. There. All right, so you're going back into the monarchies to continue that... your mission, which was to explore and do Royal Society of the Pioneers stuff and look to see if there's any, like, military action going on, maybe towards the borders. And you're traveling along. It's early morning, and you're going down the road through some rolling fields and whatnot. And you see some smoke up ahead, coming from over the rise. What do you wish to do? Except for hiccup.
No.
Yeah.
Well, we should probably go check it out.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so you continue forward, and as you come up over the rise, along the road, you see... A collection of brightly colored wagons. Many have been damaged. Some are still smoldering as though they had been put on, you know, lit on fire and they've recently been put out. And you see a variety of cats and dogs scattered out about.
Somebody looks like really did not like that circus.
Anyone that looks like they might be in the group?
You can't tell from this distance. Are you going to continue forward and make contact?
Are the cats and dogs fighting?
No.
Okay.
No, they all seem to be working together. Some of them are helping others. Some of them are had recently tried to put out one of the wagons that had been on fire. And they're just, you know, look like they're milling about trying to recover from something.
Should definitely go down and see what's up.
Okay.
What do you think, Potato?
Sounds great.
Good.
Okay, so you head on down. And they all seem to be either performers or workers for some sort of fair. Mm-hmm. And as you're approaching, a larger, stockier cat comes forward to meet you with a couple of other guys that are carrying large wooden mallets.
Wow, that's a big pussy.
Is the cat's muscle the two sidekicks, are they cats or dogs or?
One's a cat, one's a dog, and they're both pretty stocky themselves. Ho!
I'm not.
Friend or foe?
Great Dane.
How many fingers do I have up?
One of the stockier dudes, the dog behind him, goes, "Tom, they don't seem like they're bandits. I don't care. Got too much at risk. Friend or foe?"
I have no idea. We don't
We're
know
from
you.
From the pioneers.
He kind of squints at you.
So idiots instead of friend or foe. Pretty much.
I'm not their friend because I don't know them.
I don't know them either. That's why we can't really answer your question.
I'm also not their enemy because I don't know them.
This is like a metaphysical level question. It's like, we don't know you. We don't have precognition of you. So how would we know how to answer that?
We have no interest in you at all.
You didn't give us the question. You didn't give us an option of smartass.
Well, that's always an option.
It is, but it was unspoken, you know.
If you be a pioneer, show me something only pioneers wear.
I think he's hitting on you.
I don't know. They go through my bag. Are there any damn pioneer symbols on any of this crap they gave us?
No.
Oh, we're out of luck.
Anybody else?
I don't know. Do we have badges, ID cards? None of that shit? No, there ain't.
Have my magic stuff.
You sure?
Oh.
I don't have anything written down.
We have ration bags and rope, and do we have coats from them? Do we have
coats? No. There are no symbols on any of the gear they give you. It's just standard gear.
I'm sorry, we don't have actual insignia.
I don't think they do that.
I don't think he was asking specifically for that.
We do?
Dog tanks.
Oh.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, I know.
Had those?
As players, we forgot about those.
So you're going to pull out your dog tags?
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess so. Rough.
Well, that's all you had to say. You want to lend a hand? We need some help.
Okay.
Damn bandits keep hitting us every day or two.
What kind of bandits?
Rough ones.
Are they cats, dogs, badgers, stoats? Weasels, breakfast
Hard
cereals?
To tell. They come riding in, hit us fast, grab what they can, and ride off.
Did you ever think about defenses?
Centaurs.
This is the best we have. We have guys that, you know, help set up our tent. And that's about all we got.
Well, there's trees around, right?
No.
Nope.
You're in rolling hills with plains.
Huh. I guess you're fucked.
So the wagon that was lit on fire had a couple wheels broken, and they're trying to put them to, you know, repair them. They're probably going to need some help putting the wheel back on. There's also a few injured people that did try to run off the bandits. There's children running about and whatnot. Various, you know, little kittens and puppies running about.
Do you have shovels?
I.
You know, pit traps work really well against mounted combatants.
Yeah, we're traveling from town to town.
Well, you're not traveling far with broken wheels.
Why, we're asking you to help.
About fixing tires.
Can you lift a wagon?
Possibly.
How about if you try?
But that pussy over there looks much bigger than me.
He's not that big.
No. Big Tom's big, but he's not that big.
He's not.
Big Tom is clearly the head.
There are bigger pussies out there.
Group. You've got a lot of Popper's minstrels. Of you've got jugglers. You know, various levels. Different performers. But that's pretty much what it is. Everybody works together to set up their little tents and doodads and whatnot. But they don't have anybody to defend them. And they're being harassed by bandits on their way to the next town.
Are we going that way?
Yes, you are.
All right.
Ooh, escort quest.
They're heading towards Broken Tail, which is the next town along this road. They would certainly appreciate it if you would ride with or travel with them and maybe protect them on the way.
Well, got nothing.
Don't turn this so you're not reading it.
No, I can't read it. I don't have glasses on.
Oh, there's that, too.
I guess.
Yes, that would be greatly appreciated.
Because do
they don't have a shepherd. And having a priest from the Church of Man would be very much appreciated. Even if the cats don't follow the church.
That is
me. Oh, thank you very much, sweetie.
Well, it looks like there's plenty of stuff to repair around here and doing.
Mm-hmm.
I will go report for whatever work they do.
Well, they're working on the wheel. The wagon itself has some other sundry damage, but mostly the cover got burned partially, so you got people that are trying to patch together and re-sew to cover that area. So they may need some help with that. Corralling the children isn't a bad idea.
I'm good with kids.
Don't let him near the kids.
But it worked. Stop crying.
He shit himself!
But he stopped crying.
He did it quietly, though. He said, he'll always be a quiet pooper from now on.
He's scarred and terrified of guardians.
Maybe even a shy pooper. What? It's from Rick and Morty. No, not that. You missed it.
So, I'm going to go help.
Okay. You patch up those that are injured. They're very appreciative. Go around. You do various chores about the place. And you spend the day doing this stuff.
And sussing out, finding out more about these people.
Mm-hmm.
So after working with them for a day, what kinds of things do we learn about them? Like where they're from?
They're actually a motley group that are just basically have come together over time. A bunch of traveling performers. They consider themselves a family. Dogs and cats. Doesn't matter. Nobody cares.
Does the circus have a name?
No. It's not even a circus per se. It's just a traveling group of performers that mostly have a tent that they can set up in case it's raining or whatever, bad weather. So, not quite a circus. Everybody just kind of follows Big Tom because he's been here as long as anyone can remember. He's not the original person who was running the group, but he's as close to it as you can come. You've got everything from fortune tellers to jugglers, minstrels, dancers, all kinds of things. And they've all just kind of, over time, added people, lost people, but they all consider themselves a very tight-knit group. And they take to you guys pretty quickly. They all seem very nice. The children are, you know, children, whatnot. And they're all kind of raised and taught to pick up on these and be performers themselves someday. Mm-hmm. No one remembers when this group started. And it doesn't really have a name. They just kind of show up in a town and busk and perform for a day or two, try to earn some good cash, and then move on to the next town. That's how they spend their lives, just traveling from town to town. Only in the monarchies. They've learned quickly that after trying to, you know, traveling into Pugmire, that isn't always the best idea. There, and since the cats aren't always welcome, they decide, yeah, we'll just stay to the monarchies, where maybe the dogs may not be as accepted, but at least they're not chased out of town with pork torches. So, I'm not saying there's a problem with Pugmire.
But there's a problem with Pugmire.
The kingdom can be
intolerant.
A little bit.
Racist.
They have reasons to not like cats.
But that's allergies. Beside the point.
Hmm?
Allergies.
That too. So anyway, you get things mostly working. Basically, they get as many people as possible late in the afternoon to gather together and lift that wagon so that the guys can slam the wheel together on it. But they do eventually get it up and, you know, secured, and it looks like it's going to roll okay. The cover's gotten taken care of. They were paying a lot of attention to this one because this is the one that usually carries the children. So it's kind of a big deal. Luckily, none of the children were injured, but they train them usually to jump out of the wagon and get underneath it. That's why they were so disturbed when they slammed a wheel and lit the thing on fire. They were very lucky that none of the kittens or puppies got injured. So, anyway, get it rolling. Are you going to stick with them, or are you going to go your own way?
We're all going the same direction, right?
I think we should stay with them.
It was the plan.
Yeah, they just get hit every couple nights.
Pretty much. And they don't know why. It's just out of nowhere. I mean, that's not like they're rich or anything. They're just traveling performers. Maybe they're an easy target. Anyway, so the wagons are all ready to go, but it's late in the afternoon. Tom is of the mind that they should stay here, pull everything off the side of the road, and camp for the night. What do you guys think?
Have they ever hit you twice in the same
spot? It's at random. Well, they usually don't stay in the same spot. They try to move on, but it's pretty late, and everyone's been working all day, so he's...
So that should be fine. We just keep watch. Yeah.
So they set up, they cook some food. You all can, of course, have some. So you get fed. It's a little unusual, kind of spicy, but still quite good. A little more vegetables than you expected, but it's kind of a stewy-like meal. But for those of you who know what that is, it's also kind of stone soup. Everybody brings in something and throws it in the pot.
I thought it was General Meow's chicken.
Double.
Wine.
Hot I imagine Mags is quite familiar with this meal.
Yeah, you. It seems quite similar to things you've had in your... Anyhow, night falls. Boom. What order will you take? Who's taking first watch?
I didn't take first.
Second. You are small. You are really small.
You only need four watches, so.
I'll take third.
And me with my terrible passive perception will take last.
Okay. Or you could leave it to one of the performers.
Okay. Because they probably have a better wisdom.
Tom will take it.
I will stay up with him.
All right. First watch. Night has fallen.
There's a bit of a
breeze picking up over the plains. You can watch the grass in the distance. It's a clear night, so there's lots of stars out and about. No moon. Pretty good night to get hit by bandits who like to attack at night. But in the first couple hours, nothing occurs.
Okay.
You smell nothing on the wind.
Then I will get Mags up. I will go to bed.
It's darker. It's cold. Are you going to keep the fire going?
Yeah.
It's starting to burn down, so there's not a lot of wood. Would you like to try and gather something else to keep it burning?
How far away are burnable materials from where I'm at?
You don't know. You go and try and find some grass or see if there's anything along the side of the road that you could find.
They do this every night, and they did not leave enough wood to keep the fire.
They only have so much wood, so they're trying to ration it out.
And they wouldn't have organized.
They normally don't keep the fire going all night.
Ah.
Again, not trained warriors.
Okay.
Thank you, sweetie.
I'll look around. Not going too far away, though.
Would you like to do? Do you have notice or search?
That is a good question.
Search would be the more appropriate skill.
I have survive.
That's not a.
No nature, notice. I have notice.
Well, roll your notice.
What's your proficiency bonus?
16.
Okay. You do find some thicker brush that you can kind of rip around that kind of can act as small logs, sticks, and whatnot you can throw on the fire to keep it going. You manage not to get any briars in your hands or anything like that. Yay. Kind of a little scrub brush type of material. It'll work. And time passes with nothing occurring. And now it's the middle of the night. What do you do?
Ew.
Your watch is over.
Oh, and who's going to be after me?
All right, Sasha. Your bedroll is nice and warm. And it's cold out.
That's okay.
There's a little
get
breeze.
The fuck up. Pick it up. Shut up. I'm up. I'm out of my bedroll. I'm kind of jogging in place a little bit. Get a little warmer.
If you're nice, goggles. I'll even go get you some more brush for the fire.
Got my goggles and drop them down. No, I'm good.
You don't want more brush for the fire?
No, because it'll blind me.
No, it won't. It's fine. Your goggles could account for that.
Oh, they can? Never mind. And yes, I want brush for the fire.
I go get her some brush while she is beautifying herself.
I'm not beautifying myself. I'm jogging in place to stay warm because it's effing cold.
So you put on your goggles. Do you have notice?
Mm-hmm.
This is a skill. Would you care to roll your notice?
It's wisdom. I was just making sure.
Yeah. Roll plus 5.
Yeah, that's 13.
Okay. You see nothing in the distance. Now, once you've got the fire beefed up a little bit, are you going to bed then, Mags?
Yeah.
Okay. You go crawl back in a nice warm bedroll.
Yay!
The breeze seems to die down, but boy, there's a slow over the time, there's a little bit of mist coming up off the plains, off in the hills. The temperature just seems to get cold as that cold moisture in the mist just seems to get down to your bones.
I'm jogging around.
Okay.
Doing laps.
After about an hour of this, you get to roll your notice again.
That's much better. 19.
You're jogging around. You look over towards the west, and there's a rolling hill that comes up, and you're like, oh, grass, grass, grass. There's a dog out there. Grass, grass, grass.
Dog! Bark!
Did you just bark at him?
Bark, bark.
You go bark, bark, and he ducks down. You couldn't see much because he was quite a distance away, but you definitely saw somebody's out there. Probably watching you. And then your time is up. Are you going to go wake up Tom?
Yeah.
Okay. He's in his wagon. You go.
Tom, get up. Your turn.
He pokes his head out. Oh, hey. All right.
We're happy to be awakened.
All right, so he gets up.
He was really a polymorph dragon.
Evidently.
And he, you see him strapping on a belt. And, he has a dagger in there. That's pretty much his only weapon. Okay. He goes over by the fire and goes and starts looking for some brush and starts building it up for the morning and getting it ready for the morning food and whatnot. Seems to be more concerned with preparing things than keeping an eye out. What do you wish to do?
And had how much sleep? 4 hours?
About 4 hours, yeah. They did 2 hour watches each.
I know.
There's still a couple more hours before everyone starts getting up. Go back to your nice warm bedroll.
No, I think I'm gonna hang out a couple hours.
So you just kinda hang out with Tom?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not, you know, Tom's doing his thing and I'm just kinda still circling.
Roll your notice again after a little while.
18.
After a little while to the west, not up at the top of the rise, but a little further off, more towards the south, you see a couple dogs this time. They seem to be on mounts. And they're kind of, you know, keeping an eye, and then they ride away. You could just barely hear that they were talking, but you couldn't make out what they were saying. And then your watch is over, and Tom starts banging on wagons to wake people up.
Good.
And that's where we will leave this session. So, until next time, for Knights of the Tabletop, I'm Squirmy.
Bye.
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 Thanks for listening to our little podcast. We hope you liked it. You can express your enjoyment of the show by leaving a comment at squirmy.com, or perhaps a 5-star review wherever you downloaded the show from. Remember, the hamster is counting on your continued support, otherwise, there might be an accident.